You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. We're going through the Bible here, book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. We're in Ezra chapter 3. And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in their cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. The seventh month. Well, let's look at this. The seventh month of what? The first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. And I'm guessing in the seventh month, they all came together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they had the law, they had the word of God, and they built an altar according to the specifications. In verse 3, they set the altar upon his bases, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto Yahuwah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offerings, both of the new moons and all the set feasts of Yahuwah that were consecrated for every one that willingly offered a freewill offering unto the Lord, or Yahuwah, and we have by name here. And I just notice here that the third category of day, called the new moons, they kept continual burnt offerings, both of the new moons and all of the set feasts. And of course, the set feasts would be like the Feast of Tabernacles. It would be like the set, the Passover, and all of the feast days were set feasts, and they were set according to the calendar, according to the moon, and according to the Sabbaths. And of course, the new moon days began every month, or every month began with a new moon and ended with a new moon. And if you're interested in the calendar at all, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and you can look for the page, What Month Is It? There'll be a link there, and you can see that I have constructed a calendar of a type so that people can look at it and understand how the monthly calendar worked by the moon, or should I say monthly calendar worked, in a format similar to the format of calendar we have today, but of course this one regulated by the moons. I think I have 3 or 4 months there from the beginning of the year. Of course, the beginning of his year with Abib. And you can see that there. And it's there not for something to follow, not for something to religiously and legalistically keep, but it's there as an interest in the study of the scriptures, because, well, if you look at the top of the page, you'll see my header at crosstheborder.org says biblical studies. So I am interested in biblical studies. I am interested in every aspect of biblical studies, even how the calendar was constructed. Should you keep the new moons and should you keep the Sabbaths? Sure, why not? You know, should you go and fellowship any other day of the week, even be it Sunday? Yeah, sure, why not? You know, I love to fellowship every day I get a chance. And I'll tell you what, if I were to head a congregation here, I would do both. I would fellowship on Sundays, and I would fellowship on Sabbaths, and then I would fellowship every day in between. Because, you know, I love to fellowship, and especially to fellowship in the Spirit and to worship Him in spirit and truth. You know, it's like the Messiah said, the day will come, and, you know, you won't worship here or there, but everyone will worship in spirit and in truth. And I think that it's important for us to heed those words of the Messiah when he was at the well with the Canaanite woman, and he spoke those words. And because she was saying, well, you know, they say we must go to Jerusalem and worship, but he says the day is coming when everyone will worship in spirit and in truth. And that's what's important. Not that, not a day. A day is not important unless all days are important. And that's where I stand. All days are important. All days are equally important. It's equally important every day of my life that I live in obedience to my Heavenly Father because I desire to please Him. That makes it important to me. That I live a consecrated and holy life every day. That's important. So yes, every day is important. No, not one day above another. I'm with Paul on that. He says some men esteem one day above another when some esteem all days the same. Well, that would be me. I esteem all days the same. And yes, I love to study the Word of God. I love to know about the Sabbath. I love to know how the calendar works because I'm into that biblical studies thing. And I want to know it all and I want to understand it all. And I know that He will establish all those things perfectly when He comes and when He returns. And I eagerly wait for His returning, as I hope every single one of you do. So we have here, where were we now? Ezra 3:3, they offered burnt offerings thereon unto Yahuwah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. And you know, these terms like morning and evening, they've become important into the understanding of prophecy. And we're the book of Ezra is a fulfillment of prophecy. And it's a fulfillment of many prophecies that futurists still hold future. But the book of Ezra belies them, you know, that they're in error because it has these things fulfilled. And we'll touch on some of them as we go along. We've already touched on the rebuilding of the temple, how that after Ezra, there is no further prophecy of the rebuilding of a temple in Jerusalem before the Messiah comes, before the thousand-year reign of Christ. There is nothing. There's nothing there that has not already been fulfilled and that is not being fulfilled here with Ezra and the time of their return from exile in Babylon. They kept the Feast of Tabernacles. They offered daily, the daily, there's another word, the daily, burnt offerings by number, and it goes on. From the first day of the 7th month began to offer to burnt offerings unto Yahuwah, but the foundation of the temple of Yahuwah was not yet laid. So they started to build the wall, they started to build the city, they started to rebuild their lives in the land. They came to the 7th month, they built the offer, and they started to make offerings according to the law. And it says they gave money also to the masons and to the carpenters and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and to them of Tyre to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to bring to the Sea of Joppa according to the grant that they had of Cyrus king of Persia. Now in the 2nd year of their coming into the house of God at Jerusalem, in the 2nd month began Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel of Jeshua son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all that they had that were come out of the captivity into Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward to work the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together, and set forward the workmen in the house of God, the sons of Henadad, with their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when their builders laid the foundation of the temple of Yahuwah of the Lord, they set the priests and in their apparel and with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise Yahuwah after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto Yahuwah, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, when they praise the Lord, because the foundation of the house of Yahuwah, the house of the Lord, was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men and had not seen the first house when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity built the temple unto Yahuwah, God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God, as you do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of their fathers of Israel said unto them, You have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto Yahuwah, God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. In other words, you had these other people coming in, and because they feared the God of Israel. I mean, still, you know, the fame of what happened in Egypt and the conquering, what the nation Israel did afterwards in the land of Canaan was still abroad in the land, and perhaps they feared. And what they were saying is that, you know, hey, look, we dig your God too. Kind of. I mean, if I was going to put it in some type of modern day English, we'll worship your God too. Because, you know, to them, he was just another God. But to the Yahudim, the children of Judah, and the Hebrew children that were there rebuilding the temple, he was the God. And the only God, and their gods were all just false idols. And they were not going to have the God of Israel numbered among other gods. And it reminds me of this song. There's a song out there, and it's called Our God is an Awesome God. Well, in my house, we sing it a little bit differently. And this little controversy here in Ezra reminds me of that, and why we sing it differently. Because it says, our God is an awesome God. And I'm thinking, what? There are other awesome gods? Because that's what the phrase says, our God is an awesome God. Well, that means that, well, he's one of them awesome gods, right? Because there are other awesome gods? No. Our God is the awesome God. He is the one and only. There is no other awesome God. Because all of the other gods are nothing. They're the contrivance of men. Or they are men, one or the other, and there is nothing awesome about that. As a matter of fact, I would take exception to using the word awesome for anything other than our Creator and the works of His hands. It just irks me every time I say, oh, that was awesome. And especially, you know, the youth of today, they like to use that word awesome for everything. It's very trendy. And it just irks me. You know, I take exception to it because awesome I will reserve only for my Creator and the works that He has done. There is nothing else awesome. So we sing, our God is the awesome God. And I could even sing it, Yahuwah is the awesome God, and call Him by name. And I do that when we sing praises around here. We throw His name in there a lot. Yes, we can say the Lord, and yes, we can say He is the awesome God, because He is the one and only awesome God. So there you have it. That's a new way of singing it. Yahuwah is the awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Yahuwah is the awesome God. And so, hope you'll take that to heart when you hear that song, and perhaps you'll sing with us that He is the awesome God. He's not just an awesome God, as if there are other awesome gods out there. Now, there are none. He is the only, one and only awesome God. He created all things by his power and for his pleasure. They are and were created. And here we are studying his word. So anyway, you got these other guys coming up. And they said, hey, we want to build with you. Now, so the adversaries, and it labels them adversaries, enemies, heard that the children of Israel wanted to build it. They came and they said, oh, we seek your God. And I'll add too, as you do, right? Yeah, sure. And we sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asser, which brought us up hither. And they said unto them, you have nothing to do with us to build a house to our God, but we ourselves together, chapter 4 and verse 3, will build unto Yahuwah, God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. Now, they're going to give them trouble now. Oh, you won't let us help you? Well, we're going to hinder you, right? Yes, you can see how much help they wanted to be. You know, they could have just been helped by, just leave us alone, you know? You know, that's kind of the way I feel many times. I don't want any help from the government, you know, or from the other people around me. If they just leave me alone, I'll be happy. They can tend to their business and leave mine alone, and I won't bother them, and they won't bother me, you know? And perchance, if anyone else wants to worship God, hey, you know, I can fellowship with them. But if they don't want to, then what fellowship hath light with darkness? You know, and that's kind of the idea here. And we find out who they really are by the fact that when the children of Israel here, when the Yahudim refuse their help, well, they hinder them. And they show who they really are. Instead of saying, you know what, to show you how genuine we are, we're going to make sure no one hinders your work here. We'll leave you in peace to it. But the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes wrote Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their companions unto Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum, the chancellor of Shimshai, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, in this sort. Then the Ruhim, the chancellor, the Shimshai, the scribe, and the rest of their companions, the Dinaites, something like that, Afarsathites, the Tarpalites, the Aphersites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Susanchites, the Dehavites, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnapar brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side of the river, and at such a time, this is a copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king, thy servants, the men on this side of the river. And at such time be it known unto the king that the Yahudim, the Jews, which came up from thee to us, are come into Jerusalem, building the rebellious and bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto thee, unto the king, that if this city be built, the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt damage the revenue of the kings. Yeah, it's all about money, isn't it? Something that never changes. Now, because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and certified the king. that search may be made in the book of the records of thy fathers, so thou shalt find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to the kings and provinces, and they have moved sedition within the same of old, for the cause was this city destroyed. And we'll have to pick up here after the break. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. I'd like you to go over and visit my website, crosstheborder.org, and there you'll find many Bible studies. If you're new to this Bible study and to our Bible studies there, I suggest you start listening at the book of Revelation and just go on from there and go through the Word with us and come back every day and see what we have here. We're adding studies all the time to the website. I'll be back in a few minutes.